The special relationship between the U.S. and the U.K. is being challenged this afternoon. I don't mean by the BP oil spill. The USA-England game, you have a particularly special relationship being challenged, my friend, don't you?
My wife is from England. I'm from the United States.
Yeah, I gather. We say that England here. Yeah.
Our two children are up for grabs. We're going to see who they love. No, to make it easy on them, what we've decided, it is an all-England household. As treasonous as that sounds, it is an all-England household. Basically for this reason, as I've explained to my kids, this means more to England. So we're going to root for the lads and see what happens.
I'll say 3-2 England.
I'll back you.
Okay. NPR's Tom Goldman. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Tom's family won't be the only one that's tuned into the match, because this match between the U.S. and England is being called the biggest game in American soccer history. Well, not so, really. It's just one of at least three matches the U.S. plays within the group. It's not an elimination game. But millions of Americans and just about everybody in England will watch this game. NPR's Mike Pesca has a preview from South Africa.
So it seems like England and the U.S. have worked out a sort of sporting deal. The team sports the U.S. invented, baseball and basketball, the English don't even bother with. The games the English invented, like cricket, are but a punchline, what with wickets and googlies abounding. This is the problem with soccer. The U.S. used to not care. Then they pretended not to care, but the Americans are pretending no more. Goalkeeper Tim Howard is quite eager to beat the English at their own game.
This is everything that we dreamed of and everything that everyone's been talking about, and so we're just ready to kind of get it on and ready to see what we're made of.
As a goaltender, Howard is relied upon to hold his line. As a spokesman, he usually doesn't hold his tongue. Officially, this is just one game. Still, American midfielder Landon Donovan concedes that stateside, it's a pretty important game.
If you were a casual sports fan at home, you might think that this was the World Cup final, U.S. versus England. You wouldn't know any different. But I understand that. I get that. And I know there's importance. But like I've said many times, we can win Saturday and not advance, and I would be disappointed. We could lose Saturday and still advance, and I'd be equally as happy.
Donovan is right mathematically. The top two teams in each four-team group advance, so why not the Americans and their one-time colonial overlords? But this doesn't fit the blood feud narrative that the English team is forced to deal with. If the Americans are eager to win in order to gain some attention back home, the English team has had to deal with a salivating public and a sometimes venomous media. Days ago, coach Fabio Capello ranted at photographers who are snapping pictures of players getting medical treatment. And a last-minute change of captains, necessitated when Rio Ferdinand was lost to injury, has been treated as if Wellington were relieved of command before setting foot in Belgium. New captain Steven Gerrard tried to soothe the savage media beast.
You know, when I first heard about Rio's injury and that I would be captain, obviously, my emotions were very mixed. Sick in the stomach for Rio, because he's a fantastic player and a massive player for us, and obviously deeply disappointed that he's not going to be available. But now it's my responsibility to lead the boys out, and I'm very excited and I'm looking forward to it.
In terms of skill, the English are better. They just are. Eight members of the American team play in England, seven in the Premier League. This is usually cited as a sign that the American team is one of quality. But every English player's club team is in the Premier League, and none would deign play for Major League Soccer in the U.S., well, unless his wife were a Spice Girl. Clint Dempsey, who has the potential to be a catalyst for the Americans, plays for Fulham in England. There, he says, pressure is a way of life for good and ill.
I like the pressure because it forces you to step to the occasion. But at the same time, if you're somewhere and you know that, hey, I don't have to stress every day, it's nice, it's relaxing, I can still go out there and I'm confident I can do your thing, that's good too.
The U.S. team certainly has high expectations for itself, but it's an undeniable advantage to have some control over that pressure gauge. In terms of pedigree, the English have the edge. But soccer is a strange game, and upsets are not uncommon, and football is very similar. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
And if you just can't get enough World Cup news, or if you still wonder what all the fuss is about, you can check out NPR's World Cup 2010 blog. It's called Show Me Your Cleats. And to get there, just head to npr.org/cleats. Mrs. Beckham and the Spice Girls. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.